Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. New York Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty yesterday to fraud charges.
Many fellow New York Republicans have called on Santos to resign, but with a slim majority in the House, GOP leadership is taking a wait-and-see approach.
Obviously, he's going to have to face the charges that he has. Again, he's got a presumption of innocence, but that court process is going to play itself out. But he's already been removed from all of his committees.
Santos has repeatedly resisted calls to resign and recently announced he was running for re-election. Nicole D'Antonio, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A record number of migrants have been apprehended at the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in Juarez, Mexico.
There's confusion and anxiety at this migrant camp in Juarez, Mexico, as U.S. immigration policy shifts around them. 14-year-old Ana Pavon of Venezuela spends her days constantly refreshing the U.S. government app for an asylum hearing for her family.
So still waiting for this app. All day long.
She seems unaware that a just-announced Biden administration policy could bar them from asylum in the U.S. if they don't seek it in another country like Mexico first.
On a CNN town hall in Manchester, New Hampshire, former President Trump was asked about the Russian war in Ukraine. He claimed he would resolve the conflict between the countries in 24 hours. As to whether he thinks Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
If you say he's a war criminal, it's going to be a lot tougher to make a deal to get this thing stopped. Because if he's going to be a war criminal, where people are going to go and grab him and execute him, he's going to fight a lot harder than he's fighting, you know, under the other circumstance.
On Twitter, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said Trump was Putin's puppet. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein was back on the Senate floor Wednesday. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Dianne Feinstein is the oldest U.S. senator and serving her final term from California. Her return to the Capitol today in a wheelchair included a statement in which she said doctors have advised her to keep a lighter schedule in the short term as she continues to recover from shingles. Her absence, though, has been a problem for Democrats who need her votes on the Judiciary Committee to confirm judicial nominees.
It is day number 10 for the entertainment writers' strike. Actress Fran Drescher joined the picket line in Los Angeles yesterday.
When the writers go on strike, eventually the well runs dry and nobody works. They have the ability to bring the industry to a screeching halt.
It is unclear how long the strike will go on. No new talks have been scheduled between the Guild and the studios. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
love the outdoors but lack the gear to explore it? River West Outdoor Pro Shop has everything you need. Rock climbing, snowshoeing, kayaking, and more. Don't know what you need? Come visit the shop located in the basement of Milwaukee Turners at 1034 North Velar Phillips Avenue. Their friendly staff will help you find what you need. For questions and hours, call 414-272-1733, extension 16. 414-272-1733, extension 16.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Where do you get your news from? What media outlets do you trust? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Where do you get your news? Obviously, if you're listening to this show, maybe you get it from here. Maybe
We would like that.
We would like that. But maybe you get it from other shows on Civic Media. Oh, we already have a comment. Joe McClear.
Oh, we love Joe.
No Greg.
No Greg today.
No Greg.
No Greg today.
There is indeed. It is Hump Day Wednesday, but it is no Greg Bach Wednesday. Greg is feeling a little under the weather, so he didn't want to hack into your eardrum from
and
a call.
And we appreciate that.
And we appreciate that for our own sake as well. But we love Greg, and he will be back next week. But get that out of the way, I guess. Yes, because it is Wednesday. Thanks for noticing, Joe. But no, so where do you get your news from? And I'm asking this because there is a new poll out that maybe isn't surprising, but at least there's data to back it up, that says Americans don't agree on what news to trust. Democrats and Republicans disagree on which news sources are trustworthy, according to the latest YouGov poll. And it just got me thinking of, you know, for people who listen to this show, where do you get your news?
Maybe it's only online. Maybe you only, you know, if is it Washington Post or JS or Cap Times or... Maybe that's where you get it from.
Yeah. And is it more radio versus TV versus written word? So online, like Substacks and the newspapers that are online. Maybe you still get an actual newspaper. But I'm just curious as far as, you know, it's interesting to hear people say they don't trust the news, but I think there's still a fair amount of news consumption. And so trying to hear from you on where, who do you trust? Why do you trust them? Because I'm trying to think, like, I feel like I don't know if I trust, I think I watch any cable news, not that I watch a lot of cable news anyways, with a skepticism.
Yeah.
But I definitely trust Journal Sentinel.
I mean, too.
And I have the advantage that I get to see that some of the journalism happening there up front and the thoroughness and that they take before they publish. But I'm so interested. Do you have?
I watch a lot of MSNBC.
You do? Okay.
I haven't watched CNN for a long time.
Me either.
I do watch local news. I watch Channel 12. I'm an old person, so I watch my news from 5 to 6, like old people always did, and my parents did. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Where do you get your news from? Tom from Nakusa joining us. Hey, Tom, where do you get your news?
Almost exclusively from the Young Turks.
Oh, wow.
I'm familiar with them, too, Tom.
What do you like about the Young Turks?
I feel I'm getting all the news and I'm not getting lied to, and nobody's giving me a snow job, and it's not corporate owned.
So how would you, for people who are unfamiliar with Young Turks, how would you describe them to someone?
They're honest, and they do an excellent job, and they don't leave anything out. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
They'll give you their honest opinion.
And so do you typically watch it on your computer on YouTube then? Because they're still only on YouTube, correct?
No, they've got different platforms. There's a few different platforms, but yes, that's where I mainly watch them is on YouTube. But they're on Facebook also, and I think Pluto they were on for a while. And
Nice. All right. Well,
there is another place.
Anything else? Any mainstream channels, any local newspapers? Where do you get your Wisconsin news from?
Well, you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I listen to you just about every day. I'm out working out in my shed.
Oh, but, well, we appreciate that.
We really appreciate that, Tom.
And I'm not so sure about your opinion in the Milwaukee Journal. I worked there for
you did
about 18 years. not in the newsroom, in production, but
okay.
I heard things, you know, so
fair enough.
Well, thank you so much for checking in, Tom, and calling in and listening. We really, really appreciate it very much. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, where do you get your news?
Hi there. Mainly, like the Man with Young Turks, I watch them once in a while, that or the Midas Touch Network.
Mm.
I get my news through them. I also, Bo of the Fifth Column, who takes on one subject, and he can take anywhere from 3.5 to 12 minutes to explaining exactly what's going on and how it relates to everything else. He's very good. I highly recommend him. That or Google News. I read a lot of news. Google, Huffington Post, Smart News. Once in a while, the Journal. But I don't. I used to buy the paper every day, but now I don't at all, just because it's easier. But those are basically my news sources.
Yeah. So is the and just guys, I haven't heard of the Fifth Column before. Is that a podcast or what is the Fifth Column?
He's on YouTube. He does have a podcast too. I believe is BEAU of the Fifth Column. He's from Florida, bearded guy, but he is really good at explaining different topics and what is going on. There was just a thing about the guy, the shooter down in Texas with the patch, and people wrote in and asked, why aren't you talking about the patch? And he basically said, because I read this doesn't necessarily make it a fact yet. He goes, that patch, once the originators of that patch got called out and stuff, then the patch went online and anybody could buy it. So he goes, I don't know. And this was, you know, a few days ago, but he said, I don't know yet if that patch is relevant to this or not. I don't like talking about things that I cannot verify.
Yeah, you got to respect that, so right?
I highly recommend him. He's really good. He has at least twice a day, three times a day, he comes out with a new topic and talks about it.
And it's really a luxury to have that amount of time to delve into something, you know what I mean? It really is, because traditional newscasts, they've got 2 minutes, maybe two minutes is as long as they spend on anything.
And anything, like even like NPR, I do listen to NPR, I get some of my news there as well, but that always drives me nuts, is when they're in a topic and it's like, okay, we're out of time, we gotta go.
Well, we run into that. Sometimes the radio is the radio, and you're like, well, we gotta get to commercial because people paid for this. So thanks so much for the call, Tom. Oh, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
I'm going to keep writing these down. So this is as fun to hear your thoughts as where you get your news and why you trust them and what about them you like. Because then I can also, this is an aggregate for me to grab check them and put them in today's show notes. Because I had not heard, I'd heard of Midas Touch. I had heard of the Young Turks. That was one of the outlets that for a little while when I was still in LA, I was like, I wonder if I could try to figure out how to get a job with them. Because they...
You would have been good.
I would have been good. I don't know if I'm as...
Anna Kasparian, if that's how you pronounce her name, is so good.
She's such... Did you ever watch the debate between... She went on Ben Shapiro's show. And it was a really great conversation.
Was it?
They were both super respectful. And obviously, two people who have very different views. But I would actually go back and rewatch that. Because she is... She's so... She knows when to get angry.
Yep.
And when she does use emotion. But she is largely so put together and eloquent and gets her point across very well. You may not always agree with her, but I would say, she is very,
she's
very
good.
Talented.
She's good.
But we are asking the question, where do you get your news from? Because there's new polls out that not only do we, the left and the right, not agree on who they trust to get their news. So it kind of brings up the question of what is the truth? Since we don't have anymore the three main channels where that's what the news said, there right. is endless of and I think there's probably arguments to be made of the good and the bad, because I often think, even when I think about this show, when you have the responsibility of people getting information from you or getting their opinion from you, and you have X amount of space in the paper. You're putting out so many, and maybe on a blog or like an online outlet, there's not as much of a limit on how many pieces you can publish each
right.
day. But, or even, you know, a TikTok video that's 60 seconds. You're like, what's the most important pieces to put into this 60 seconds to keep people's attention? Because I'm not going to do a half hour. You can't even do a half hour TikTok.
Right.
But all of it is, I feel like, as much of the trade-off of what do we cover and what do we not cover. It's not necessarily that the stories themselves and the people who are covering those stories are lying. It's what the choice comes to the editor or the publisher, or for us, largely Jane and I.
Yep.
What do we want to cover? What interests us? What do we want to talk about? What do we think is the most important? What is someone else not talking about? And so it's the decision of when there is so much to cover, what you do and you don't, that I think ultimately becomes the differentiator between a lot of these outlets. Because we've talked about many times, Fox is covering some news, they're just not covering Trump news, like yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was kind of a big day for the former president.
Yeah, huh. And so I think that is also the kind of topics that they choose, that each outlet chooses to talk about. But we would love to hear from you. Where do you get your news from? Who do you trust and why? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call us, you can text us. If you are watching the live stream on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter at As Goes Wisconsin, you can leave us a comment there. Ben Zimmerman will come back with his thoughts when we come back. But this is As Goes Wisconsin, and we're talking about media.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 48. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs around 8. Overcast skies tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers, 55. Much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Some love is just a lie of the heart. What media do you read, listen, watch, share? We're talking about who do you trust when it comes to getting your news? And also that for both national news, local news, world news, maybe it's different for each one because, you know, local news is important.
Absolutely.
To know what's going on in Wisconsin and would love to hear, you know, where I know where I get my local news is typically Journal Sentinel, WPR, Cap Times, Wisconsin State Journal. But would love to know if there's other local outlets that you really trust as far as where you think good information comes from. But we're talking about this because according to the results of a new YouGov poll released this week, their April survey shows extreme polarization in how much folks trust, how much people put trust into 45 different news outlets. So according to the survey, probably not a big shock, CNN and MSNBC are the most divisive. A much larger share of Democrats than Republicans think they're in the business of telling the truth. But winning, this is, I thought was interesting, but winning over Democrats might be easier. The survey shows Democrats are more likely to trust most media outlets than Republicans. They're even more likely than Republicans to have faith in the conservative-leaning New York Post.
Wow, the New York Post?
The New York Post, because I certainly get headlines for the New York Post. And I always have a side eye of like, all right, let me dig into this a little bit deeper.
That's where I go for all my salacious, unfounded celebrity gossip. It's like the Daily Mail in England.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, I kind of believe that. I feel like I have someone in my life who very much does not trust the mainstream media and is constantly sending me things that I feel like when I dig through a little bit deeper, I'm like, well, this isn't founded either. But there's something about, and I think I get both sides of the argument. On the one side of, and we talked about this with John Russell a little bit, that there are some big news outlets that are owned by like private equity firms. And so when you look at who owns the actual outlet, and if it is not independent, there is...
It's profit-driven.
It's profit-driven, but it's also... How do we cover? What angle do we take to cover this story? Versus, you know, there's a ton of Substack independent journalists now. There's a lot of YouTubers, as we said, and people who are doing independent fact checking. But, you know, the trade off there is like at a big outlet, there are tons of editors. There's tons of fact checking. There's a huge team to verify what gets printed out because they're reliable. obviously, if something goes wrong, versus like an independent or again, one man show, they do their best, but there's also not necessarily someone who's checking their work. And so I think that a range would be good, but I can kind of see why I see the skepticism on both sides, but there is a part of me when this person in my life who sends me kind of tweets and I'm like, well, I feel like if this was true, there's enough really hungry journalists out there who would love to break this story. And so the fact that no one else is really talking about this makes me think that I'm going to wait before I react. And so that is how I feel about some of the tweets and whether or not you can trust everything you read on the Bird app.
Yeah, you got to be careful there too. 844-967-2789. Texter from the 414. Perhaps one of the best news sources, in my opinion, is John Oliver. He is thorough. Takes the time to explain, gives sources, and is funny as hell.
Aye, my hero.
He is so good. John, he is so good.
That show, I mean, John Stewart is still...
The gold?
Not the gold. He's just such a good interviewer. But the research that goes into Last Week Tonight and the rabbit holes they find, yes, and how they condense it into... Because the show itself is only 30 minutes, and they rarely ever do just the whole show. They do like a first segment, and then they do the bigger segment in the like two-thirds to three-fourths. But how much they condense in such a short period of time, and how he basically doesn't take a breath and doesn't trip up is...
It's astonishing.
It's a masterclass.
Yeah, it truly is. Another text from the 920. John from Oshkosh. Only cable news is CNN. I watch that with a grain of salt. Local news radio, of course, civic media. Online media like Young Turks, David Pakman, Midas Touch are all good. I mostly look at the world around me, observe what people say and their actions, and form my own opinion. Common sense is a lost art.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking.
We love it.
It's important. We do have a call.
Great.
844-967-2789. CJ from Stoughton, what do you watch?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I watch the number one news network. There's a difference between perfect personalities and journalists, and that would be Brett Baer's special report. He has both sides of the issue on every panel. We saw an example of who covers the news. You know who didn't show up for proof that the Biden family has taken millions today, that the Congressman Comer explained. You know what? Surprisingly, MSNBC, CNN never showed today. What a shock. So you continue to look down that road for your news, and you're not getting it because there's proof this president is corrupt, and your networks didn't even show up. What a shock.
CJ, can I also ask, how much civic media do you listen to?
You hear me call in.
I know, that's what I'm this is a genuine question, because
I
feel like you listen to a lot.
All day and all night. All day, all night.
Well,
so, yeah, I'm the truth detector for civic radio.
All right,
got
it.
I haven't heard one word about what happened today with our current president.
Okay, CJ, we really are running up against the clock, and I do appreciate you calling, and I do appreciate you not yelling.
Thank you, CJ.
Yes,
thank you, CJ. Well, we're going to keep this conversation rolling, because we haven't even gotten to all of our texts and our comments yet. So where do you get your news? Why do you trust them? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty to fraud charges. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise on the indictment.
He was already removed from all of his committees. There is a legal process. The charges just came out. And so in America, there's a presumption of innocence, but they're serious charges. He's going to have to go through the legal process.
Title 42 is set to expire, and the Biden administration says it will crack down on migrants who enter illegally and are detained. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas.
Very few will be released. That is our goal. But when they are released on conditions with which they must comply.
On a CNN town hall, former President Trump was asked who will win the war in Ukraine.
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people.
He would not say if he believed Russian President Putin was a war criminal. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission, Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Nothing era. We're talking about where you get your news from and what do you trust? Because, you know, there was a new poll that says that we're very divided on where we get our information from. But also, as of yesterday, there's two trends that are about to unfold, basically, in real time. So Mr. Tucker Carlson went to Twitter last night and said, starting soon, he'll be bringing a new version of the show he's been doing on Fox News to the Bird app. And I think we have a little bit of a clip.
We do.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things, too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
So,
I have so many things.
So long as... I mean, because Tucker's also headed to a legal battle. Because he's claiming that Fox breached their contract first. So he is not in violation of breaching his contract by starting his own show on Twitter. But also, you know, it looks like, and we were just saying, the Young Turks, Midas Touch, David Pakman, Steven Crowder on, you know, there's right. A lot of people who have built a person, like a career as a independent show on social media. So it looks like that's what Tucker's going to do next on Twitter. Now, Musk said he and Carlson have not signed a deal of any kind whatsoever.
Oh, so that was a premature announcement.
Well, Axios did have a scoop that they've been talking, but they're not actually, they don't actually have a deal yet. I think Elon tweeted out basically, we don't have an actual deal, but he is going to be held to the same rules and rewards of any other content creator on Twitter. Although it sounds like some of the rewards he might be able to get aren't actually like released as features yet. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, he's going to bring in a lot more people than I would if I started my show on Twitter as much as I think that show would be great. I mean, technically we are on Twitter, but then also, you know, generative AI is here and the brains behind it have warned administration officials during a recent White House meeting of an imminent explosion of highly convincing and manipulative fake videos and stories in the run-up of the 2024 election. So think fake news on steroids.
Yeah. And can I just back up for a second?
Yeah.
Going back to some of the things that Tucker said. He said, just because it's factual doesn't mean it's true. And that I should be able to state my opinion as fact. Well, my opinion is that I'm 5'11", 130 pounds, with emerald green eyes and flaming red hair.
Is that what you always wanted?
Sure. That's my opinion. You can check the stream and see that is not a fact.
Yeah.
So equating opinion with fact is not accurate. And I also just want to remind folks that Tucker Carlson's own lawyers in court told the judge that anyone who listens to Tucker and thinks it's all the truth is an idiot. Essentially. They essentially said it's an opinion show, and I wouldn't believe him. You shouldn't believe him. His lawyers said that. Fox lawyers said that. You can look it up.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, I think it's interesting that he'll be like to see. I also think it's interesting to see what the overlap between who was watching him on Fox every night will be, and how many of those people also like get stuff from Twitter.
Well, do you think that's not the same audience?
I think there's probably some of the same audience,
but I don't think a majority of Fox viewers are on Twitter.
Yeah, I would say there. I mean, and not that he won't have a huge audience on Twitter too, but it could be different than the people who were tuning in every night to Fox. But it just, both of these, you know, similarly to what he said, basically trust no one but me. And then Elon yesterday also tweeted, trust nothing, not even nothing. And so it's just this, I don't know, it feels to a certain extent like a scare tactic of trust anyone, don't trust anyone except us. And so where are you left to, like, what do you instinctively trust? And that comes back to, I think, the conversation and the question we started the show with today is, like, where do you get your news from and why do you trust them? And I also feel like in the YouGov poll found was that, I don't know, I tend to think that journalists are I mean, it's hard to do the news.
Yes, it is.
It's hard to get all of the facts, especially when you're up against a deadline and, like, stories are still unfolding. And like I said, the trade-off and the choices between what you run and what you don't run, the facts you include and what you don't include, like, discretion is a huge part of the news. And it's just an interesting, because it comes back to the idea that without the news, without, you know, people actually out there getting the story, verifying it, we're kind of just all lost in the dark, right? Democracy dies in the dark.
Yes.
And do we not need some guiding light as far as this is, if it was here, we know that this is the base, these are at least the facts of the story that are irrefutable. Because without that, it gets...
And that's why I think this is so dangerous to say that I should be able to state my opinion as fact. Yeah. That is not accurate. We all have opinions.
But I think, you know, it'd be interesting to take individual, because the YouGov poll that we started with was talking about different outlets. So they asked about 46 different outlets versus individuals. Because I think that would also be interesting of, like, is there more than CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever? Is it a person on those channels? Is it a specific journalist that you follow? Is it the person that you trust over the outlet?
Interesting.
And I would wonder how often that is also the case of, I trust Tucker, I trust Rachel Maddow, I trust Anderson Cooper, you know, these people who are bigger, you know, that are our personalities in news. I trust Anna Kasparian,
right?
Ben Shapiro, and, like, a lot of those people also put opinion into their shows. But it'd be interesting to see what data is available as far as people trusting people versus trusting the outlet, the source.
Sure.
But yeah, and so I don't know. It was interesting times ahead as far as... But it's also interesting, the whole Twitter thing, because Twitter itself is likely to be, you know, ground zero for the spread of AI-generated, like,
garbage,
lies, right?
Yep.
Because, you know, it is a place where anyone can be, but their content moderation is constantly in flux. I think they are trying to do something as far as, like, cite sources or something like that. Like, I think they're, you know, how are they actually going to fact check things if they're going to be the place that you have to trust? Are they going to at all? But, you know, the mainstream media, which has studied up on misinformation over the last two elections, probably is going to be the best defense of, like, how do you fact check Twitter? Like, if you read something on Twitter from someone, where do you go then to be like, well, is this true?
Right.
Or is this just this person who paid for a blue check mark behind their name? That's what they're saying. But it's interesting. So let's go through some of these
comments on the stream.
All Ben right. Zimmerman, getting news from multiple sources is important to get the whole picture. Using critical thinking to connect the dots will always be necessary because things get cut for the time or column space. Totally true.
Absolutely.
Roger Foss says, I get my news from my local AM station, WPCN, Stevens Point, in the morning, WFHR from 11 to 4.
Yay.
And local CBS station, WSAW, in the evenings. Travis says, PBS, NPR, Journal Sentinel, Up North News, YouTube, Midas Touch, Rational Nation. Hmm. I haven't heard of that one.
Never
as
heard
goes,
of that one.
Woo, Devil's Advocates, TikTok, Under the Desk. Under the Desk is great.
It's good.
Members of a villain of the Villains Guild. I haven't heard of them.
I'm going to check it out just because I like the name.
Yeah.
And I want to be a member of the Villains Guild.
Marcus DePaula. And Ben earlier had said, now this, as goes Wisconsin and Civic Media, MSNBC, Spectrum News, AJ Plus, Military Times, BBC, The Young Turks, and more. So yeah, so there's, you know, people are out there getting a variety of news, which is great.
If you want to check in, you can call and or text anytime, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-POTTY.
So we'll quickly end this segment with, I guess, what was the biggest... We'll do the end of this segment with what probably was the biggest news yesterday. And then we'll do the next segment on what might... Well, I don't know. Arguably, to give CJ credit, I knew the Comer Oversight Committee was meeting today. I did not have time to watch any of it this morning. I don't know what's been unveiled. I haven't had time to read about it. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow. But the other breaking news I did hear is our friend George Santos is in a little bit of trouble.
Yes, George is in custody.
Georgie Porgy. Mm. So that should be interesting. So we'll cover that a little bit more in the next segment. But I just, you know, Trump, former President Trump, found liable yesterday for sexual abuse. And the federal jury ruled that the former president more than likely sexually abused advice columnist E. Jean Carroll in Manhattan department store 3 decades ago. And so as a result of the verdict, he has to pay her $5 million in damages.
Yep.
Which, unknown how big of a hit that is for him. I don't know if any of us are really clear how much money he has or doesn't have at any given point. But yeah, and so it's interesting. I haven't seen a ton of discourse as far as, does this help him? Does this hurt him? I would probably imagine the likely sources are taking their sides as far as how credible or not this is.
There were four other women that testified along with Eugene Carroll. It's not like she was, it's my word against his word. It's his word against their word.
Yes. I do love that. I mean, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace. A continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's your first Trump impression.
That's my first Trump impression.
Yeah.
But I just...
Oh, can I just say, she's not his type. He identified her in the picture as his ex-wife, Marla Maples. So that might have not been true.
But I want to, and we now have to go to a break, but I just, it feels like bad news might be Trump's Popeye's spinach. Like what Popeye's spinach is to him, bad news is for Trump, because his polling numbers look pretty good right now. So we'll dive into that a little bit more when we come back and talk about Mr. Santos's troubles. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies today with the high of 80. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 55. Tonight, cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 69, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered showers Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s Saturday, low 60s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Complicated. Well, I've grown to hate it. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And I just want to make this point because, you know, in the past few months, including yesterday with Trump's being found liable for sexual assault and defamation in the E. Jean Carroll case. But on top of that, he's been indicted on 34 felony accounts. He learned that someone who has worked for him at Mar-a-Lago is cooperating with federal prosecutors on whether he hid documents. He lost a civil trial over a rape accusation from 1996, defended his Access Hollywood contention that celebrities like himself can grab women by the genitals.
For a million years, they've been doing that. For a million years, he said.
Quote, historically, that's true with stars. He's faced rising competition from credible 2024 challengers, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and Senator Tim Scott. And he's seen a growing likelihood he'll be indicted again, this time for trying to corrupt the 2020 elections. And at the same time, Trump has moved up in Republican primary and general election polls. Won a flurry of 2024 endorsements from House Republicans, including several from Florida beating DeSantis at a high-stakes inside game, raised a formidable $34 million for his 2024 campaign with a surge of donations after his indictment. He ran Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo out of the race for 2024, basically. And he's revved up his voters with continued claims that the deep state is targeting him, which is apparently appealing. And so, you know, for the first time in a long time, top Republicans and Democrats are saying that it looks impossible to beat Trump in the Republican primary right now, like where we stand today, despite the litany of things I listed off first. And it's just, you know, we didn't really cover it on this show, but last Friday, Robin Voss outright said Trump is a loser.
Yeah, don't want him.
We do not want him on the ticket. We need to do something else to make sure he's not on the ticket. And no one seems to be like, no establishment Republicans, no conservatives who are like, we do not want this guy to be on the ticket again, has like a plan to torpedo him. And it's like deja vu in 2016 all over again.
Well, and it's also like Frankenstein. You created the monster, and now the monster's on its own. And the monster has a whole bunch of supporters with pitches and torches and pitchforks. And that's what they're afraid of, that.
Yeah, it's, but isn't it just like he, I mean, I don't know, there's Teflon Don, but it's almost like, unlike almost any character I feel like we've ever seen in recent history, the more damning information or evidence or, you know, convictions even, like only makes him stronger. So it's literally like his spinach.
Well, and he go back to, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't lose any votes.
Yeah.
He said it all those years ago. And I just want to point out, Karina called in, didn't have a chance to get her on the air. He is notoriously known for not paying his bills.
Yes.
So even though this court awarded E. Jean Carroll $5 million, it's highly unlikely she'll see that money ever.
And I don't think, I've never met this woman in my life. And I wonder how much it's the money versus the verdict that actually matters. Because I would say what it's come to represent for other survivors is not nothing.
I think it's more about the validation than it is about the money.
And RAIN, which stands for Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, thanks Carroll for going public yesterday. This was the quote. We thank E. Jean Carroll, who will inspire survivors to come forward to tell their stories and face perpetrators. So I think that is, it's not nothing, even if she never sees a dime.
Absolutely.
So.
But again, I think this is a part of this man and what could be considered unethical behavior in stiffing contractors and not paying lawyers. And that would seem like not a good character thing to have.
But it's so interesting, and I'm going to make this pivot, because he can somehow get away with it, but it doesn't look like George Santos is going to get away with it.
Georgie, this is not looking good for George Santos.
George Santos, charged by Justice Department in federal probe. So federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos, the Republican lawmaker who we've been for the last five months, basically since he took office. His astonishing pattern of lies and fabrications have just dumbfounded so many of us, and they just keep coming as far as who he's frauded, what he's lied about. But he was taken into federal custody today, and he's expected to appear in federal court in the Eastern District. He faces 13 federal charges, 7 counts of wire fraud.
Yeah, that's not good.
3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House of Representatives.
Ruh-roh.
So I don't know if he's as Teflon as Don is.
What will be interesting, though, is Kevin McCarthy really needs his vote.
Yeah.
Really, really, really needs George Santos' vote. And so I think we're going to see this continued reluctance to hold him to account until the last possible human second.
You think Kevin McCarthy is going to make his bail?
Well, don't ask Trump for it, because we know he's not good for the money.
No, they're certainly not. All right. Well, that was a fun first hour.
It was.
But when we come back, Mark Sommerhauser, Communications Director and Policy Researcher for Wisconsin Policy Forum.
I'm so excited.
Is going to be here. And we're going to, they came out with this report a couple weeks ago. This is the first time that we're going to be able to talk about it. But their most recent research on higher education funding found that there is a discrepancy between where we rank in funding two-year colleges in Wisconsin, which is pretty high, compared to funding our four-year colleges, which is pretty low. And so we're going to talk to him about, is that a fair comparison? Where are we with enrollment? Where are we with cost of going to college? So break down that report. And then at 12:30, we're going to talk to Chris Marion, who's a communications specialist for Wisconsin Women in Conservation.
Yay!
So yeah, so we have two great interviews coming up in the next hour. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Give it a big old fling and watch it sink.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible, from precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service, and more. The Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.